Today's sermon is in response to a challenge. I have a priest friend of ours. Hugh and I, we study with him in seminary. His name is Jamon Taylor. And he posted this week, "I challenge my clergy friends to preach a positive," it was in capital letters, positive, "a positive sermon on God and darkness this Sunday with Exodus 20:21, a verse the Revised Common Lectionary omits." So I told Jamon, thank you for the challenge. And I asked Karen, please add verse 21 to the lectionary. The Revised Common Lectionary doesn't have that verse. Now let me just repeat it. Verse 21 says, "Moses approached the thick darkness in which God was present." A little bit of context, Jamon Taylor is a black man, a black priest in the Episcopal Church who serves at St. Ambrose in North Carolina. Usually, darkness is associated with evil things, things that are bad. An interesting article in Scientific America by Daisy Grewal in 2017 titled "Bad is Black Effect. Research finds darker skin is associated with the perceptions of evil." And I believe Jamon was trying to invite us to look at darkness not only as a negative thing, but as a positive thing. Darkness is where God resides. This is what we get today. It is sad that darkness has been so frequently associated with evil, with bad. In 1994, the famous Time magazine front cover of O.J. Simpson, a mugshot where they deliberately darkened his skin more than normal, what made headlines, because it was so disturbing that the magazine went to the length of darkening his skin to portray him as even more menacing, more evil. The editor of the magazine issued a public apology. But if that underlines the sad reality of racism in our country, where darkness is so frequently associated with evil and bad and danger. It is part of our culture. In the biblical stories, many times darkness is understood as representing the evil, the morally corrupt. But today I would like to invite us all to look at darkness in a positive light, as Jamon challenged all of us. Today we hear that after Moses gives the commandments to the people, Moses approached this thick darkness in which God was present. Notice that. Where is God? In darkness. In the beginning of creation, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, when God began to create heaven and earth, and the earth was welter and waste, and darkness over the deep, and God's breath hovering over the water, God said. So at the beginning, where God was present, there was only darkness. Light was for our benefit. In the canticle, the Song of Songs, even there's a beautiful verse, chapter 1, verse 5, it says, this is the words of the Shulamite, this young, beautiful woman. And she says of herself, "I am black and beautiful." The spiritual path, the spiritual journey requires befriending the darkness, because in darkness is where God resides. Darkness can be scary. When I did my first vision fast, we were invited to go out into the wilderness without just a little tarp to cover us from rain and no side covering. So we're out in the middle of the desert in southeastern Utah, 4 hours away from anything else. And there that night I was alone, my first night of fasting. It was scary. I could hear creatures surrounding me. But in that darkness is where we are invited to find God. The longest and most intense prayer in the monastic tradition is during the night. New Christians are initiated through baptism, submerging themselves into the waters. We had that experience a couple of weeks ago. And it's interesting. Many people, what they feel when they go underneath the water for baptism is they're being immersed in something that can be scary. Water that envelops you can drown you, and it's dark. But it's important that through that darkness, we're invited to come to meet God, because as we heard today, God resides in the darkness. John of the Cross also underlined the importance of darkness in our spiritual journey. There's a beautiful poem entitled Dark Night. And he says in that poem, "Of a dark night, kindled in love and aching with the desire, oh happy chance, I went out without being observed, my household being at rest. In darkness and confident, I laid hold of the hidden ladder. In disguised happy chance, by darkness, my household being at rest. In that delirious night, in secret, when no one stirred to see me, I moved sightless, without light or guide, save that which burned in my heart. Heart light guided me more surely than the light of glaring day to the place where he, yes, I knew, was awaiting me, in a place where no other soul appeared. O night that led me, O night more comely than the dawn, O night that drew together beloved and lover, the lover transformed in the beloved's embrace." Isn't that a beautiful poem? It's one of the most beautiful poems of mystics in the Christian tradition, John of the Cross. And he was very aware of the beauty of darkness. And precisely in the dark, in the not knowing, in this cloud of unknowing is where we can embrace God. And it can be scary and frightening and disconcerting. And we don't have all the answers, but we are invited to approach God precisely as Moses did in this dark, dense darkness. I would like to end with another poem, this time by Rainer Maria Rilke from his Book of Hours. "You darkness, of whom I am born, I love you more than the flame that limits the world. To the circle, it illuminates and excludes all rest. But the dark embraces everything, shapes and shadows, creatures and me, people, nations, just as they are. It lets me imagine a great presence steering beside me. I believe in the night."